Now, ornithologist and lover of all things nature, Sean Renane, will be speaking at the Island Drift Festival, which takes place on Garnish Island in West Cork this weekend. To tell us about the festival, becoming a dad, and an update on his goal to record all Irish native birds, Sean is on the line. Good afternoon, Sean.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you again.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm going to read this to you first. It's a lovely WhatsApp message we got in. I was at Sean's show in the Pavilion Theatre on Monday. Got a copy of his Nature Boy book signed. What an amazing man, along with his wife and their new 10-month-old baby. His show was excellent, and credit to him for all his work. In the questions and answers during the show, I took the mic and told him I had a remark as opposed to a question. And I simply told Sean that what he's doing is amazing. And that's what everyone was thinking. Isn't that lovely?
That's lovely. I know the guy, actually. I know the guy you're talking about.
Yeah.
I thought there was a butt coming, actually, when he was talking, but there wasn't.
Well, you wouldn't be Irish if you didn't think there was a butt coming, Sean. That's it. So you're on tour, a three-night run at the Pavilion, Dunleary. How was it for you?
Oh, it was incredible, yeah. So it's like the three nights were sold out. It was a beautiful theatre. The audience each night was just absolutely fantastic. I try to make people laugh. I try to make people cry, and I try to blow them away with the beauty of the sounds of Irish nature.
Yeah.
They responded really, really nicely, and it was very enjoyable. So
do you play sounds to them?
Do I play sounds? Oh yeah. It's full of sounds. Yeah. I mean, the talk in the theatre is a little over 2 hours long, and it's just wall to wall sound, really. You know, and there's a lot of mystery sounds in there for them to interact with me also.
Brilliant.
And just a lot of stories.
And you share your own personal story as well, away from nature.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So you know, as you probably know from the last time, I've led a life intertwined with nature and in every way imaginable, through thick and thin. And so I talk about all those moments and how nature was tied into it. You know, there's a lot of very personal stuff in my talk, really. Yeah.
Yeah, and so part of it is that you're autistic. How you discovered you were autistic, your partner, Alba, was studying education, and she'd been to a talk about autism.
So we had moved to Barcelona. Myself and Alba, we met in the Old Oak in Cork City. And she told me, come here, I've had enough of this rain. So we moved over to Barcelona. She went back to education to study a master's. And there was a speaker in from the Autism Society of Catalonia. And Alba came in the door that evening. I'll never forget it. And she said, Sean, I think you're autistic. And I said, what? And she says, I think you're autistic. And I said, what do you mean? And so she said, we had a speaker in today and he was listening to traits, and it just sounded like he was describing you. And I said, go on. And so she said, deep obsessions with very narrow topics, which is, you know, totally me. And when we were first dating, I had an obsession with otter poo. I was collecting otter poo to analyze the diet. So when most people were going out for fancy dates, myself and I'd Alba out picking up otter poo in the steps of the River Lee, which smells like jasmine, by the way.
Does it? It smells, right.
That's one of the litmus tests for otter poo.
So you could actually say to an otter, you think your poo doesn't stink, and you'd be right.
Oh, yeah. It smells like perfume. Like.
that's brilliant. I'm going to take that away with me. That's a brilliant little fact, Oid. So Alba must have been very understanding, or love you a lot, or a bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both, yeah, because I'm a lot of patience with me. So Alba sent me on this whole trajectory, you know. So it was she kind of spurred me on to get my first job in ornithology. She figured out that I was autistic, and you know, some people would say, you know, what does it matter if you have that label or not? Well, you know, it matters usually because it was a journey of self-discovery and self-forgiving, and it allowed me to harness the many positives that come with neurodivergency.
Yes.
Also, you know, it was a completely life-changing moment and one of the greatest things that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
So the covering is, that is.
It allowed you to accentuate the positive.
Oh yeah, 100%. So like, you know, real deep diving, extreme focus in whatever your particular area happens to be, is a real trait that I was able to harness. Of course, there's a really, really high sensitivity to sound, which was, you know, totally brought into play with this project.
I remember when you were in with us first, and you described being on a balcony in Barcelona with your gear, which is sort of a dish, a radar type thing with a microphone in the middle of it, trying to pick up the sounds of migrating birds. And that description that you gave sticks with me. But your current quest is the recording of the 203 native birds of Ireland. How many have you recorded?
Yeah, so I have 201 species sound recorded. Now, I have two left.
Right.
So one is red-breasted merganser. It's a duck. They're common, but they keep their distance and they don't say a lot. And the other one is great skua. They're closely related to gulls, but they're like the meaner cousin of gulls. They're a lovely chocolatey brown colour. They've not bred in Ireland very long, but they're essentially pirates in that they don't feed for themselves. They wait for other seabirds to catch fish. They'll chase them down and they'll basically attack them until they drop the fish.
The feckers.
And if the bird swallow, if they swallow it first, they'll hit them even harder until they regurgitate it. But they attack you too. Which is probably why I didn't record them yet, because I haven't built up the courage for it.
Yeah. We have a recording of them, not yours, obviously, because you haven't done it. You're a very honest man, a man of integrity, so you would never take somebody else's recording. So this is the chocolate-coloured gull that steals other gulls' fish. Oh yeah, they sound like mean feckers, Sean. They do. They sound nasty. And the red-breasted merganser, is that it? The duck.
That's right. Yeah, the duck. The sawbill.
Wow. Where would they hang out, the red-breasted merganser?
So you see them in estuaries. You know, they're quite common in Dublin, even in the estuaries there. I think Swords. You get them up in there, and they tend to breed then. In freshwater bodies, freshwater lakes, there's a few pairs. I was just up in Connemara there. There's a few pairs in the lakes up there. But they're much easier and more abundant in the winter because you get an arrival of birds, more birds from Scandinavia, you know.
I remember seeing your documentary and you're bringing home the recordings and sitting in front of your laptop and realising that you'd got what you wanted on that occasion. And the delight.
Yeah.
It's a win, isn't it? So I'm trying to imagine what it'd be like when you've all 203 recorded, when you get the red-breasted merganser and the grey skua.
Then I'll decide to add a few more to the list.
What a great body of work. What a great body of work. And yourself and Alba have a new baby whose name...
Laia, she's here with me now.
Right, Laia, 10 months old.
Yeah.
How has becoming a dad changed you?
It was the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me. You know, we to be honest, we had given up, and we were quite sad about it. It was quite a traumatic event, really, which I won't get into too much now. But Alba, I remember Alba came in to me. I was just beginning writing my book, and she came into the kitchen and she held up a test to me. And I said, "Oh my God, have you got COVID again?" And she was like, "And she said, no, Sean." And I said, "What do you have?" And she says, "Sean, I have a baby." And it just rocked my world. And she was recording my reaction, and it was I think it was the worst reaction video ever because I was just in complete shock. Laia's here now.
Brilliant.
I dedicated the book to her. I made an album for her. And she's on tour with us.
Great. And
she was actually born on tour.
Born on tour, yeah. Now listen, because the reason you've been on, the good people from the Island Drift Festival contacted you to come on, so we better give them a good mention. It's this weekend on the beautiful Garnish Island off West Cork. Yeah. And you're there, Susan O'Neill's there, Kevin Barry's there, Conal Creedon's there, Blind Boy's there, and you'll be talking at the festival over the weekend. And what a glorious place to have a festival.
Yeah, it's a good spot. There's white-tailed eagles in that area, so we might see them. They might fly over the stage.
Just as you're talking. Listen, Sean, yeah. Renane, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us. And when yeah. you're around, maybe you might come into the studio at some stage in the future. Thanks, Sean.
I will. Thanks for bye now. Bye. 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 Bye.
Drive Time's on the way with Cormac and Claire. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.